Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So again, we're talking about the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah's Eidos HaChodesh. Rosh Bezin Omer, Mekudosh, V'kol Amon Nachrav, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. So once we had two Kasher Eidim testify that the new moon had been seen, so the Rosh Bezin would say, Mekudosh, and all the people who were there would respond, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. The Torah says, V'aydaber Moshe es Ma'adei Hashem el B'nei Yisrael. So since it says Moshe by name, the pasuk is telling us that there has to be one important person who represents the Beis Din who says that it's Mekudash. Then the pasuk says, Mo'adei Hashem asher tikru'u osam mikra'i kodesh, which we could read as Mo'adei Hashem asher tikru'u atem mikra'i kodesh. So it means that the people who are there have to also declare that it's Mekudash. So the Mishnah now has a machlokas whether that's only when Rosh Chodesh is on the earlier day, meaning after 29 days, on day 30, or even when Rosh Chodesh is on day 31, where it couldn't be any later than that. So, Bein Shnir Bizmano, Bein Shalo Nir Bizmano. Whether Rosh Chodesh came Bizmano we assume is that a standard month is 29 days, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is going to be on day 30. Shalo Bizmano means that it was late, so to speak, even though half the month it's late, but when it was late, so to speak. So, Mekachno. So, in either event, we're going to be Mekadish the Chodesh. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Im lo nir bizmano ein mekadshin oso shekfar kichu shamayim. If it didn't come on time, so you don't need to be mekadish it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadish it by not making it Rosh Chodesh the previous day. So then you know, obviously, it's Rosh Chodesh on the following day. So Bezin would ask the witnesses a whole bunch of questions. So the Mishnah now talks about Harav and Gamliel would question the witnesses if they didn't understand the questions. So Mishnah Ches, Demus tzuros levanos hayil al Harav Gamliel betavla uva Kosel Baliyasa. Rav Gamliel had these different shapes and images of model moons on his table and on the wall in his attic, and that's where he would examine the witnesses. Shebehen Mares Hedyotos Va'omer HaKazeri Isa Okazeh. Right, he'll say half crescent. They'll be like, I don't know, I never took geometry. What's a crescent? Right, they're not going to know how to facing. What do you mean facing the sun away from the sun? They need to see pictures. So he would show them pictures and he would ask them what it looked like based on the models and the pictures that he had. So now the Mishnah tells us there are a couple of stories that involve Rav Gamliel where we weren't sure about the testimony of the witnesses. Ma'aseh shebo shnayim va'amru. One time two witnesses came and they said, Re'inu shachris b'mizrach v'arvis b'marav, that we saw the moon in the morning in the east, and the new moon was seen in the evening that same day in the west. Some Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Eide shekerheim. Well, then they're obviously liars, because it's not possible to see both the old moon and the new moon on the same day. But k'shebo li'avna kiblan Rav Gamliel. But when they came to Yavna, Rav Gamliel accepted them, because he thought that they were telling the truth. And he said that that when they said, that the new moon is what they said about the new moon is the truth, and what they said about the old moon is not true, and therefore you could testify them. Meaning, he accepted their testimony about the new moon because it fit with his calculations, and the testimony about the old moon, so you could dismiss. I mean, you could dismiss that because they must have seen a cloud or something and confused them. They saw an airplane. Obviously, they didn't see an airplane, but I'm joking. But meaning, they saw something that confused them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, what are you talking about? You can't do that. The testimony about the new moon must be true. Must be not true, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, his calculations, he didn't think the new moon should have been seen yet. And another time, two witnesses came, and they said on the 30th day, that Renu Bizmano, we saw it on the 30th night, the night that starts the 30th day, but on the night of the 31st night, the next night, we weren't able to see it. So that's unlikely, because if the moon was big enough to be seen on the first night, then it should have been seen on the following night as well. It's getting bigger at that point. The Kibbalah and Rav Gamliel still accepted the witnesses. He decided, therefore, that day 30 was in fact Rosh Chodesh, because he thought that the calculation worked out, and he just dismissed their statement about not being able to see it the following night. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas said, Eide shekerhein, these guys are a bunch of liars. Heich miidin alisha sheyodol lemachar kreis ben shina. How could you accept testimony that a woman had a baby, and then the next day, testimony that she's still pregnant? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Roa ani astavarecha, I think you're correct, meaning the witnesses are false witnesses, witnesses, the testimony can't be accepted to have the day 30 declared as Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, unlike what Rabbi Gamliel said, we have to assume that it's not Rosh Chodesh, and that Rosh Chodesh is only the following day on day 31. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that the Rosh Beis declares Mekudesh, and everyone responds Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and we have Machlokas. Tanakama says they do that whether Rosh Chodesh is day 30 or day 31, whereas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik says they only do that if Rosh Chodesh is day 30. If it's day 31, you don't need to declare Mekudesh because Hashem declared it Mekudesh. In Mishnah Ches, we said that Rabbi Gamliel used to have all sorts of images and pictures to be able to show Edim who were unsophisticated and wouldn't be able to answer the questions otherwise. And we had two stories, one time where people said we saw the moon in the morning in the eastern side of the sky, and in the evening in the western side of the sky. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that they're Edei Sheker, obviously, but they came from Gamliel, and he said that it's fine. Another situation where they saw it on the 30th night, but not on the 31st night. And Rabbi Gamliel said, it's fine, we accept the Edos that it's Rosh Chodesh on day 30. But Rabbi Dosa ben Harkina said that that's Sheker, and Rabbi Yeshua said that that's Sheker, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is only day 31 and not day 30. And Be'ez Hashem will see the aftermath of that Machlokas in the next Mishnah of Be'ez Hashem tomorrow when we learn Mishnah Tes.